This is Radio Kate in Florida for the Space Studies Program 2012, and I'm trying to do my best to grab some of the interesting speakers that have been in to talk to us. And with me now is Rex Ridenour, who has kind of had a varied career, starting with being a space missions engineer, and now you've kind of moved into being a space entrepreneur. Is that correct? Do you want to tell us a little bit about what your company does?
Yes. Hi, Kate. I worked about 20 years on real space missions that were going places in low Earth orbit, all the way out to Neptune. I did studies on lunar missions, and this was all for the bigger aerospace companies. And so about 15 years ago, I decided I wanted to go more into the commercial side of things. So I started working for, I specifically wanted to work on missions that were put together for commercial purposes that would go to the moon or maybe near Earth asteroids. And I worked on two companies that, three actually, that were doing that kind of thing, or wanting to do that kind of thing. Their business plans for those sorts of missions were sort of premature at the time. That was 15 years ago, 13 years ago. But one thing that was accomplished was I worked on a salvage of a commercial communications satellite that got stuck in the wrong orbit. And because of some critical inputs I gave to that team that was trying to salvage it, they actually did save the mission by sending it to the moon and using the moon's gravity to shape the orbit.
And get I bet somebody was pretty pleased about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So the insurance company, I imagine.
It was like, I don't know, a $180 or $200 million spacecraft. But,
wow, good work.
But it's because of my experience working on the planetary missions at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory that I knew enough about these tricky orbits you could use. I threw that into these other folks that were used to just Earth orbiting satellites. But it turned out it solved their problem. So even today, that's the only commercial satellite that's ever gone as far out as the moon, you know, beyond geosynchronous orbit. And I'm hoping to see more, but that's the first one. And so far the only one. But about 11 years ago, I started a firm with about 10 other people that we became fairly quickly the leading supplier of onboard video systems for rockets and spacecraft. And so most of the U.S. rockets that have that sort of equipment and several spacecraft now, all of that's supplied by my firm. It's called Ecliptic Enterprises Corporation.
So are you the person I should thank for those stunning photographs and video that we get back when the shuttle launches and the SRBs separate and you see them spiraling back down to Earth? Is that
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's our equipment.
Thank you.
And you should thank the whole team. It's a lot of people involved, but the cameras start out being ours and then eventually they lead to that whole system. But at the end of May, I stepped down from that company to get more engaged with a lot of these really interesting trends that are going on, especially in the commercial side of things. Because what we were doing in this company is a little bit limiting. You know, it's focused, but it's limiting for my background anyway. So now I'm still part of the company I was with on the board of directors, and I'm still helping with strategic planning and some business development, but I'm going out as a consultant now. And the reason I'm so excited about things is there's three trends that are all sort of converging in the next 3 to 5 years that are really exciting to me. One is two more missions to go. We've got a comet to land on that the Europeans have a Rosetta mission going out to the comet for. And then we also, the U.S. has a mission going to Pluto. And both of those missions will be done by 2015. And once those are done, we will have basically explored the solar system, you know, every major place in the solar system for the first try, you know, the first run through of the exploration. So we sort of know what's out there now, and we kind of know what each place has to offer and what they don't have to offer. And so the next obvious question for me anyway is, what do we do now? You know, we kind of know what's there, what do we do? So the other trend that's happening is that more and more there's commercial companies that are actually trying to go beyond Earth orbit and do things out at the moon, eventually the near-Earth asteroids, eventually even Mars. If you follow SpaceX, the founder of SpaceX very publicly and very frequently now says his goal ultimately is to get humans on Mars. And so besides government interest, just going to do more exploration, going into the next level of detail for exploration and eventually sending humans maybe, I'm more interested in these commercial companies that want to go out and actually bring that extensive knowledge of what's out there in the solar system, all those resources, and try to bring some of that into the world's economy. That's what's really exciting.
And how realistic do you think that is? I mean, I came over from England, and as I was going through immigration control, the chap says, oh, what are you doing? You know, why are you here? And I said, I'm doing some space studies. And he said, oh, no, that's all over now. You know, so we're here on the Space Coast, and because the shuttle program has ended, there is a bit of sadness, and people are upset about that. But there does seem to be a kind of an impression that that's it. Space is done. NASA's shut for business.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what next? So, I mean, obviously, we know that's not the case. But do you think that the commercial sector will be able to sort of re-enliven that public passion?
Yeah, I believe so. And I think it's already starting to happen with some of the recent successes like SpaceX has had. You know, they're really on a tear right now, making all sorts of really terrific accomplishments. What most people don't really realize, and even people in the space industry that I work with don't realize, is since about 1997, the majority of all the activity on the planet related to space has been commercial since 1997. And for the last 15, 20 years, it's been closer to two-thirds of all that activity. And most of that is related to the communication satellites at geosynchronous orbit and direct-to-home TV and all that sort of thing. More recently, remote sensing satellites have been commercialized, and that's some of that business. And all the launch activity related to that, the insurance activity, the finance. But if we're just patient, that sort of model is going to keep pushing outward, and eventually it's going to get to the moon, eventually it's going to get to Mars. It just is going to take a while. So it's not realistic in the next 3, 4, or 5 years, but I totally believe in the next 20, a lot of that stuff's going to start happening. So that's very exciting.
I have to say, and maybe this is, I don't know, I'm not really so bothered about the expensive communication satellites and the business elements of space so much as the general excitement, the discovery, the exploration, and having humans out there. Will the commercial sector be able to fulfill the kind of crew shuttling gap that the U.S. has?
Yeah, I think so. SpaceX, I think, is on track to have commercial crew capability in about 3 years, maybe four at the most. The Boeing Corporation has its own commercially developed capsule design that should be ready about that time. And then there's companies like Sierra Nevada Corporation that's building a shuttlecraft that would go up to a space station and back. It's more like a miniaturized shuttle. And they're making good headway. So that's why I think in the next 3 to 5 years, it's going to be a really exciting time because most of these companies are either going to succeed or fail. Some are going to fail, some are going to succeed. And the point is there's lots of them doing that. There's plenty of them doing that and they're trying and some will succeed, some will fail. But I want to watch all that happen and be part of the hopefully the ones that succeed.
If you were a betting man, where would you put your money?
Oh, I totally think SpaceX is going to do some good things. They'll have a launch failure or something eventually. Everybody does, but they'll move on. I like what Sierra Nevada is doing. I think they're on the right path. I think Virgin Galactic is going to totally succeed at what they're doing, and that's all suborbital for now. But they have longer-term plans, I'm sure. I haven't heard what they are, but I know they have other plans, which I have to believe eventually will lead to orbital space travel. If not, what they call point-to-point, which means not quite going into orbit, but going halfway around the world in a few hours at most. And so I think those four, for sure, have a very good shot at succeeding. There's other subsidiary companies that relate to those efforts that will be part of that, you know, training services companies and even the companies that supply the spacesuits, you know, all those sort of supplier companies. In the spacecraft side of things, like for example, there's all sorts of teams now trying to land a commercial craft or privately developed craft on the moon for the Google Lunar X Prize. I'm not so confident that any of those teams are going to make it, mostly because it's, you know, not so much they don't have a good idea, but a lot of them just can't find the funding they need. It's expensive, so but it's a good thing to try, and I don't think we're anywhere close yet to having commercial craft go to near-Earth asteroids. That's probably going to be 5, 6, 7 years off at the earliest, I think. But there's a company that just announced themselves a month or so ago, Planetary Resources. That's in their strategy to do that. So that won't be the first company either. So I think a lot of those firms eventually will succeed.
So it is exciting times for space, then. We should hold our heads up high and keep watching the next few years and see what happens.
That's right. And another one to watch is Bigelow Aerospace. I forgot to mention them. Very excited about them because they have not only the idea of commercial modules that are somewhat like space stations, and they're well into the development of those. They've launched two prototypes in orbit. They've worked really well for several years now. And what they're waiting on is the commercial crew capability. And once you have commercial modules and you have a commercial way to get the crew up and back and the staff up and back, then you basically have a separate commercial or private human space program, which has never been done. And that's really exciting. So I'm really looking forward to see what happens there.
That'd be quite a nice job, being a hotel manager in low Earth orbit. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking a moment to speak to me and for speaking to us at the course. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.